eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done?
Hey, welcome back. You know, one of the best parts about this job is the fact that besides talking about repairing cars, we get to talk about the cars that really struck that emotional nerve for all of us, that take us back to a time when, well, we just remember where we were and what we were doing and when we first saw that first look at that car. Today's that car happens to be that black Trans Am from Smokey and the Bandit. And here to talk to us about it as it's being prepped for its auction is Julian White from Generation Auto TV. Julian, welcome to the Car Doctor.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I am teary-eyed listening to your description of this car and our memories of it.
Well,
I love that song, Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, you know, this is, you start to look at the movie cars, as we call them, and this is clearly one of the movie cars, right? It just defined a generation. Everybody remembers where they were. You know, I can remember scenes from that movie. I love the scene where the Trans Am's running down the mailboxes and the windshield wipers are going. You start to think about the things that are in that movie and the little bits of detail, and you watch it over and over and over again, and the wives and the girlfriends go, why are we watching this for the 28th time? Because it's a great movie. It's got the cars in it. You know, they don't see that. So tell us what's coming up today at Barrett-Jackson, because obviously there's got to be some kind of an excitement there.
There is so much excitement, which you can see live on Discovery Channel at 6 p.m. Eastern. So I encourage you guys to tune in to see it. But this Trans Am is going on the auction block. Mr. Burt Reynolds himself will be on the block riding up in the car as it gets prepared to be auctioned off here at Barrett-Jackson, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Now, this is one of five that were used during the
That's
movie,
correct.
Julian. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, there were five cars used for filming, production, and promotion of the movie Smokey and the Bandit. Four of those cars are gone. They're crushed. They're long gone. They're beer cans now. But the fifth one was used to promote the movie, and that's the one that's going up on the auction block. It's the only one with authentic, verified, direct tie to the movie. When we found the car last year, it had been sitting for 30 years. As a second owner, it had the car. But when we got inside the car, we found maps of locations, sites for the movie. We found a script of the movie. We found press kits. But the real thing was the certificate from Universal Studios, which authenticated the car that they had used it, matching the VIN number. But then when we pulled title, because that still could have been we were a little skeptical of that document. We found the title said Universal Promo Car, previously titled to the Burt Reynolds Institute for Film and Theater. Wow.
Wow is right.
So we contacted Burt Reynolds Camp, and they were great enough to help us promote it. I was with Mr. Reynolds a month ago, and he filmed a segment that you can find at Barrett Jackson's website as well as ours, generationauto.tv. And you can watch that 1 minute with Burt Reynolds tell you the whole story of the car.
Crazy. Wow. And who wouldn't enjoy that? You know, you listen to the music, and you sort of expect to look in the rearview mirror and see Jackie Gleason chasing Burt Reynolds around the map, right?
It's a little surreal being here at Barrett-Jackson because we have a Burt Reynolds and a Buford T. Justice impersonator. So I do feel like I'm getting followed around when I'm standing next to the car, and to my left is Mr. Reynolds last night in front of the car doing some press. It's very surreal, but it's a lot of fun and very exciting.
Yeah, I can imagine. Where do you think the numbers, can we talk about it, or where do you think the numbers are going to fall for this car?
We are told that it's probably going to hit $1 million, seven-figure car.
Wow.
Yeah. Trans Ams are very, very high right now. In fact, there's been four or five of them gone across the block in the last 3 days, and they're all setting records for their year car. A couple nights ago, the Restore a Muscle Car, Dave Hall, he's very popular in the Trans Am community, brought a car here, and it was a 7-mile, 10th anniversary 79 Trans Am. Went for $170,000. Set the record for 10th anniversary Trans Ams.
Well, you know, the 70s was that time period I graduated high school in the early 70s. And I remember Pontiac in the mid-70s and on, you know, down around, they started to die off in popularity. When Smokey and the Bandit came out, car sales just took off through the roof. It was
Pontiac skyrocketed.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that's what this car represents, too, beyond the movie, and not taking away from its movie greatness, but it brought back Pontiac as a car maker in the eyes of America at the time, in the eyes of the American car holder, the youth generation at that time. They looked upon them and said, wow.
And they're having a resurgence now because Pontiac is actually, as you know, as you just mentioned, it's been gone for so many years.
Yep.
And a little side bit that was told me today by a bidder is those cars that were sold earlier today are being picked up because the collector is afraid that after our car sells tonight for $1 million, that the Trans Am value is going to go so high, they don't want to buy them later. So they're buying them now with the anticipation the car they bought yesterday will be worth 20% more tomorrow after our car sells.
Yeah, I've got to think so.
Pontiac value is back on the rise again.
Yeah, I've got to think so. So, hey, listen, maybe you'll find the 18-wheeler that Jerry Reed drove, and somebody could have a match set.
That would be great.
I wonder whatever happened to that. Listen, if the listeners want to get more information, Julian, where can they go? Is there a website they can, or you know, other than finding it? I mean, obviously they can get out to, is it Discovery or Velocity, or is it one or the other, depending upon their part of the country?
Yeah, there's a number of sites they can go to. The first one would be GenerationAuto.tv, and you will find out auction information, car information, Burt Reynolds video, or of course they can go directly to Barrett-Jackson.com. And watch the live stream, or of course they can go to Discovery at 6 Eastern and see this car get auctioned off and look at the owner who's going to have a piece of movie memorabilia.
Wow. Very cool stuff. Julian, we want to thank you for taking the time to share with the listeners today. We're always glad to have you here at the Car Doctor. You keep us in mind. We'll help talk to you in the future about future events as they unfold. All right, sir?
That's fantastic. I look forward to it.
You take good care. Have fun today.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Yeah, how much fun would that be to, you know, be sitting there on stage and Bert walks up next to you and, you know, what would it take to get Bert to put the cowboy hat on and say, let's go for one last ride, huh? You know, let's take it out the door. Probably not. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. Let's pull over and take the pause. When we return, we'll get back to phone calls. Stay tuned.